There we go. Okay, so we are recording. So we'll avoid po contemporary politics. But this is Parsha a Tufshin Pei Gimel. But since I was out of town, I was visiting my mother in Miami, so I'm just going to basically redo. But this is actually from Parsha Vechanan from 3 years ago.
Okay.
Anybody heard it then? But this week's Parsha, well-known principle. What was the extra period there? I called the Varashir everything that I command you. This is Moshe talking to Bnei Israel. You need to be careful and do them. Lo tosefa love, lo tigra mimenu. Don't add to it, don't subtract from it. This is going to be
Oh,
talking about
yeah.
the mitzvah of Baal Tosef. Oh, yeah, I talked about this, or are you familiar with the idea?
No, familiar with the idea, but it's used a lot with
Yeah.
chumras and,
Right. There's a whole question about that. So Rashi gives the example, Lotesef Alav, explaining that Chamisha Tatafot, having five section parshot in your tefillin, Chamisha Minim B'lulav, you're adding an extra species in your lulav, Arba Brachot Bircha Kohanim, or having four rather lines of Bircha Kohanim. Once you start your Bircha Kohanim, you're going to add an extra one. Those are Lotesef Alav, don't add.
Those are examples.
Examples, right? Don't do that. You got so many things. Don't add extra ones in there. But the thing is that the same mitzvah, same principle appears in Parshas Bechanan 2 weeks ago. And it says, "Tosifu ala davar don't add to this thing that I am commanded to you. Tigru and don't subtract from it. Shmor mitzvot Hashem Elokim, keep God's commandments asher that I command you." Pretty much the
But could
same
I go
thing.
back? Why are we doing at Hanan? Is that come what?
Okay,
That's this
this is
week?
okay. This no. That kind of I say that it was repeat. It was this week's is repeated from 2 weeks ago. This week says the first pasuk. This is from Re'eh. And I called the verse Shanochim Esvachem Lo Tosef Lo Tigra Menu. That's from Devarim Yud Gimel. That's Pasha Re'eh.
Okay.
Back in Bechana, it said the same thing.
Oh.
Okay, that's where we're
Oh,
heading. It said
okay,
this.
sorry.
Okay,
Okay.
you already said it.
Ah.
Back in Bechanan, and Rashi there gives pretty much the same exact explanation. Tosifu kagon chamesh parashiot betfilin, chamesh et minim b'lulav, chamesh tzitziot. Very good. But both those times, if you look at our scroll, where this comes from, it comes from Sifrei on our pasuk. Sifrei ignores Vetchanan. Doesn't say anything about Baal Tosef. Here's Sifrei in our Parsha A, Devarcher at the second half of Pasuk, Baal Tosef Alav. Minayin she'en mosifim lo alu lav lo alu tzitzit. Again, Rashi's examples. How do you know you don't add extra plants into your lulav and don't have ex you have says four corners? How do you know you don't put five tzitzit on your clothes? Don't add. And how you know you don't put have fewer than there? Don't subtract. We nayan continues in patach levarech birka. And how do you know that if you got up there to duch and you're a kohen, you're giving the bracha? So lo yomar, you can't say since I already started giving bracha. More, I'm going to add what Moshe's bracha, Hashem Elokei Avotechem, Yosef Lechem, may God increase you. You're saying bracha, give lots of extra bracha. Kol hadavar, every davar thing in the sense of words. I feel davar, let's say, example, don't even add extra words. First says these words to say, then say those.
They're all numbers. Don't
Yes.
add, yeah.
Right. That is exactly the point that we're going to go to. That's the way the
Oh.
Sifrei is reading that. Is that okay? It's specifically a thing about if you have a number of things in the mitzvah, it's specified, don't add and subtract from that number.
Okay.
Now, admittedly, our idea of Baal Tosef is much broader than that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's recognize. So Rashi again brings both of these to two different mitzvot and gives the same example of both of them. And we're not going to try to understand Rashi. Why would you repeat? He's slightly different. Okay, but because we're looking at the Vilna Gaon. The Gra on his commentary, the Der Eliyahu. Proposes that there are really two different mitzvot here. That's why it's repeated, because There is in Beit Hanan, the first one, it's don't add a new commandment. And here, Re'e is don't add detail to the existing commandment. It says three, don't add, have four. It says four, don't have five. Beit Hanan is what we say, don't add new commandments. So this is the, this is again, this is the Langan, the Nerateyah. But to say for love, perish, sif a gufa de mitzvah. You're adding to a mitzvah, you have a certain number of things in here, don't add to it. Mu'alula v'tzitzit. Don't have more than four, less than four. And you can't even add more. That if the Shem gives you this list of brachot, don't add more than that. That's parsha A, that's our parsha. Hi, Davida. We're talking about Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef appears twice in Beit Hanan and Re'eh. So, Ra says that Re'e is don't add or subtract from a mitzvah. Umasha nemar parsha Beit Hanan lo tosifo davar lo tigru mimenu. When it says Beit Hanan, same thing. Don't add and subtract and take away the shoe. They explain. He's saying that. I mean, on this, so yosifu al taryag mitzvot. Don't create new mitzvot. Out of the blue. And the context of there in Beit Hanan is consistent with that. Because over there it says, listen to all the sum total of all the laws, the statutes that I command you. And that's what it means. Lotosifu al davar sher nochim lamed etchem lasot. Don't add to the things that I'm commanding you. So Sukzu, and in our pasuk here in Re'e, it says, et kol hadavar on each particular thing. Within each one, don't add some shack.
So what about Hanukkah and Purim?
We'll talk about that. This is where we get the idea of a drabanan. That those specifically, you have to be aware of that. The Rambam's going to say that explicitly. Okay? So, this was interesting to me because I was looking at the Sefer Zichron for Rav Huttner, the Pachad Yitzchak series. It's a collection of his letters, and there's an interesting letter that he sent. This is the title in the book of the letter is Begidrei Baal Tosef Baal Tigra, in defining Baal Tosef, don't add, don't subtract. Hashem Yud Tet Tammuz Kaf Shin Tuf Shin Chaf Zvav. So this is Tammuz of 1966.
Oh.
Okay. Here's the letter. Kavod yidi v'rav mechvodi, dear my friend, the honored Hagon Rav Moshe Dov Rivkin Shlita. Shalom u'bracha. Oh, Rav.
Rivkin? Our Rabbi Rivkin?
That's what makes it interesting. So I looked up the source, and this is Rav Moshe Dov Ber Rivkin, who at the time was Rosh Hashiva, Yeshiva Torah V'Das. He's the father of Rabbi Shalom Rivkin.
Oh.
Okay.
Small world.
What?
Small world.
It is a small world. So I mean, that's why I say so, you know, one of the things that catches your eye here. So he says. So he's writing to Rabbi Rifkin again, Rabbi Shalom Rifkin's father. Toda Rabba Utshut v'Toda Ot Tishbachot v'Toot. So thank you very much. But Hakarat Ruach Shehevi Li, and thank you so much for the satisfaction that you brought to me. Ayadei Mishloach HaKuntras, because you sent me a pamphlet, you sent me a manuscript. And I looked this up, I saw what he was quoting, it's actually on HebrewBooks.org. If you want to look at it, it's Rabbi Dov Ber Rifkin, Shalom Rifkin's father, wrote a book of Chidushim on Torah called Tiferet Zion. And includes this particular Quintus, this what he calls a pamphlet that he's going to be quoting. This Tiferet Zion also includes a couple of his son's Chidushim as well, written by Shalom Rifkin. You can look all this up. It's 500 pages long, so it's not a quick read. Okay, but one of those sections in this book is what Rabbi Rifkin himself calls a Quintus that had been written in 1966. The Sefer itself was in 77. So again, this was a collection of things that he'd written before. And the title and that the inyan that he's about im yesh mitzvah b'chatzis shir, whether if you do a mitzvah halfway, is there a mitzvah at all? You eat half a gezeit of matzah. Is there a mitzvah there? And how that relates to b'inyan gidrei lavin, and how that relates to the love, what does that say about tigra, about tosif, don't subtract, don't add. Okay. So Todara, so Rav Huttner is writing back to Rav Rifkin. Thank you very much. I loved when the fact that you sent me this kuntres, this pamphlet. Benini, okay, ellipsis, benini bazeh lirshom ha'arot achadot, and I wanted to make a couple of comments. So here is what he's going to address in this, a couple of the comments he's going to make. This is Rabbi Rifkin's comment on Baal Tosif. Hinei kamor, nearly pashur barur. So as I was saying, I think it is completely clear. It is obvious. Shekol inyan halavin ha'elu, that the idea of these lotase, don't add, don't subtract. Do tosef lo tigra. Hu rak al hosafa b'agra'a b'guf achat min ha'metzvot mitayag mitzvot. That only applies to what we call the second example. You have a mitzvah and you're adding and subtracting to the details of that mitzvah. You want four species, you want five species in the lulav, you want four brachon, Torah, as he said, gimel al hay parshiyot b'tefillin, putting three parshiyot b'tefillin, five in tefillin, b'chadam, things like that. That's the only thing that this really applies to. Which is like Rashi, which is like the Sifrei, which again doesn't have any examples. Aval im yichadesh mi'atzmo mitzvah chadasha be'ezu ofen shehu. If you come up with your mitzvah and say, this is a mitzvah daraita. That has no, and it has no connection to any other mitzvot. Or you say this mitzvah isn't a real mitzvah, by taking away an actual mitzvah. You are not over on these lavin. You're not. It's not bal tos not lotigra. The pashut who. That's obvious. If you come up with your own mitzvah, say God wants us to eat green beans on Tuesdays. That has no meaning. Okay, and you're doing it, that's just stupid. It's not over or not. To claim something as a mitzvah is not allowed. This is according to Rabbi Rivkin.
It's obvious, like you don't need a separate law against it because.
Right, but so he's saying that making such a claim has no halakhic significance. Right? It's just stood. Don't worry about it, right? He says it's obvious. Okay, migra, same thing if you subtract. Over, omavato is a mitzvah, should we talk a mitzvah? You say this mitzvah is not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's not one of the Talmud mitzvot. Don't keep it. But the Yanesh al Zeh, if he did a mitzvah, okay, you may be violating that mitzvah, and that may have its own appropriate punishment for that. All right, but mitzvah zisha avarla or batla, the way you violated or you denied its existence. But in the bechlal halavin delo tosef lo tigra. But it's not. There's no. In addition to that, I don't keep Shabbos. There's no. I'm not over on some kind of law of don't subtract mitzvah. Each one's individual. So then, Rav Huttner says, quoting the Rabbi Rifkin. Rabbi Rifkin says, and I saw the Vilna Gaon, who disagrees with me. I acknowledge that the Vilna Gaon definitely says it's written twice in order to say that one time is the detail taking, adding distracting numbers. Another time is adding new mitzvot. And he justifies why he disagrees with the Vilna Gaon. Again, Rashi is different. So this is Rav Huttner's comment. But Kuntres Miniach, and your pamphlet argues, ki en over b'val tosef ela b'hosafa ha'mekrushetcha le'ezo din minine Torah. You're arguing that b'val tosef only applies when you're adding details to an existing mitzvah, saying this is the way to celebrate mitzvah. B'hosafa she'en shum shaychot le'din Torah, but if you're adding something that has no relevance to any existing mitzvah, lo shach b'zeh b'al tosef, whole idea of tosef is not relevant. B'zeh kotev ha'darat rav ha'gaon, And on this, the Honorable Rabbi says, the Divrei HaGra Elu Hem Delo Kanyecha Tanu, that the Gra's statements are not in accordance with what we just said. I acknowledge the Gra disagrees with what I just said, or I disagree with the Gra, and he justifies that. Rav Huttner, in his comments on that, says that Rabbi Rifkin is misunderstanding the Gra. So this is Rav Huttner. The D, in my opinion, and Zekla, the low Kanachata countries, that really the Vilna Gaon's comments are not like this pamphlet. Just consider. The Vada Hanacha Kundras Todekik. Really, your opinion is right. Because if you're just coming up and saying, here, I got a new mitzvah, and the Elamasa Stupa Alma, this is just a dumb comment. You're not over on a lav here. So, what does Rav Huttner mean? How does Rav Huttner understand the Gra? The Birura de Milta, let's understand this, Peshita Tagra, that the way the Gra understands it, is Dina de Baal Tosif Mishkachat Le Betre Gav, that this law, thou shalt not add, applies in two different ways. O Derach Masa Shel Yachid, Betor Yachid, there's an individual. I'm there, and I think I'm going to put an extra plant in my lulav. I'm going to have 5 tzitzit on my talis. That's the second example. That's Parsha A. That's the Vilna Gaon's don't add to an existing mitzvah. Do my Kamesh Parsha with tefillin, like putting 4 Parsha with tefillin. Ol derech hora v'takana l'tzibor. But the other example is if I have rabbinic authority, then I can't go up and tell people this is the mitzvah of the Torah. This is not an individual. This is a tzibur. And as I've said before, I'm not gonna decide who has rabbinic authority and hold. That's a whole question on itself. But that exists, right? Dugmat takanat basar v'of v'chalav musker b'rambam. Just like the way the Rambam talks about mixing milk and meat. And mixing poultry and meat. And we'll look at the Rambam's explanation of that. That's Baal Tosef. Rabbis come and say, here's a mitzvah. Okay? The mitzvah in Bet Chanan is addressed to what we call Chazal, rabbinic authority, capital R, capital A, and thou shalt not gaslight B'nai Yisrael. Heard the expression gaslight?
Yeah.
Okay, basically telling me what it's from a Hitchcock movie where the husband basically drives the wife insane by doing weird things, making noises and saying, you're just imagining it. It's telling somebody that things that you know are true, they're not true. And I am imposing my will on you. The things you just experienced, that wasn't real. Okay,
what was the basar v'of example?
Look at the Rambam. Basically, it's why can't we eat chicken and meat and milk?
Why can't we eat chicken and meat what?
And chicken and milk.
Oh, with milk.
You do not put cheese on your chicken sandwich.
It's not basar ve'of. It's basar
of. Yes. Oh, ve'chalav. Oh, I see.
Okay, the Rambam talks about that. Like that example is not a Baal Tosef because it is explicitly drabana. The rabbis never said, this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is don't eat your mammals, t'vashel gedi b'chalei v'imo, right? Animals
don't
that have
cook. Milk. Don't cook them.
Don't cook them together. That has its own details within the halacha, and the basar of v'chalav is a drabana, and you need to be aware of that.
So they could make drabanans, but they can add a whole.
Right, they cannot claim that this actually was from the Torah if they didn't have such a tradition.
Oh,
but also this is not. We're still. Like, I think you discussed this a different week too, though, that like something could be a mitzvah from the Torah, even if it's not like explicit, it's still because of like the Yud Gimel Midot.
Right. So, okay. So that's part of what Chazal are trying to figure out what the mitzvot are.
But that's still considered Minatorah.
That's Minatorah, right.
Like, oath is not according to anything of that.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So that's what we're saying. So, those are the two sides. That's what the Gra said. That you're right. As individuals making up a new mitzvah, that's stood, but that the Gemara is saying that you know, Chazal, Sanhedrin, whoever is in charge of saying this is what the Torah says, to create a new mitzvah, that's us, sir. You can try to figure out what the mitzvot are. You have that authority, but you can't be on that. So this is, again, continuing on.
Where is the number? What's the origin of 613?
That's the Gemara in Makod. Mentions that. It's not holy in that.
It's not?
No. In other words, there are a lot of mitzvot. If you actually go up and add up number of mitzvot, there are more than 613. And there's a lot of argument which counts as in this 613, but there are mitzvot that, and so the lot of mitzvot will be under each one of those.
Oh.
Okay.
So like, yeah, the Rambam categorizes them.
Right. Yeah, so the Rambam is the one we always quote, but the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolot has its own count of them. So the expression Targ mitzvot means the set of mitzvot d'oraita.
Yeah, so this is saying you can't do a 614, right?
Right, don't add to that. Now, however you want to count them. Nothing magic about counting 613. That's right. A new mind.
Okay.
Like what they are, then how do you know if you're adding to them?
Well, you know, you're saying that you have a tradition that this is a mitzvah.
Okay.
That is, those are mitzvot d'oraita. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. Derived from Torah Shabbat, but Torah Shabbat is something you've received as a tradition.
Exactly how they're counted, you don't debate what they are.
But there are mitzvot, and you can argue about the details of each one. Okay, so this is Yishat HaGarab, HaChalachatam. So this is the Rav Putner saying, this is what the Garab means. The Shnei Tziurim Halal, these two models, Yovim Heim Kifuta Parsha Shel Bol Tosef. And they both come because the Bol Tosef mentioned twice. Tosefah Parsha Bechanan, and it mentions Bal Tosef back in Mechanan is talking about Hara, teaching the halacha to Bnei Israel. Il hosafa de parsha re'eh, hu hosafa begufa de mitzvah.
And one is actually Tosif, and one is Tosifu.
Right. So he's going to make that point.
Right.
Okay. That one is addressed to the community as a whole.
Yeah.
Wait. Where was the difference again?
So. Our parsha is lo tosifa lav to the individual, lo tosifa lav, and in Bet Chanan it's lo tosifa davar to the community as a whole.
Okay,
that's derech hara'ah. He's going to make that point. And there's a kavanah b'dibarab hosafa hi al minyan taryag. That's adding to minyan taryag means derech hara'ah. This is a mitzvah that you don't have a tradition for. The ikar yisdosh alagra is that right to this frame of Reshet Sirim de Bal Tosef, and the essence of where the Gra gets this is because the Sifrei that explains these examples of Bal Tosef of five parts in tefillin, five species in the lulav, Belgal Parsha Vet Chanan Chodemet, but it skips over Vet Chanan. Ignores Vet Chanan, Emidal de Tivarav al Parsha Re'eh Hamucheret. And its comments are made on Re'eh. That comes afterwards. In other words, the Sifrei's examples apply to the second Bal Tosef. Don't add to mitzvot that have numbers more stuff. And this appears to me to be really a powerful argument if you're thinking about it. So he kavanat had the garab, dikduk apzukim, and that's what the garab is looking. And carefully at the words of the Pesukim, and Korkos in Parashat Bechanan Nemar, Asher Anochi Malamed Etchem, specific there talks about Limud, these are the things that I'm teaching you. El Parashat E Nemar, Oto Tishmu Lasot, you need to be careful to do them. Bechanan is about Limud, Re'e is about Lasot. I know Ki Parashat Bechanan, Inyun Al HaLimud Lasot. Bechanan is like about teaching. This is talking to Bnei Israel, to the people as a whole. I know derech hora'ah v'hadracha, giving direction, teaching. L'parshar A, enem b'dubar ela asiyah greda, that in Re'eh is talking about just doing. Lo'od, ela parshar A, ne'amar lo tosif loshin yachid. And here he quotes this.
Right.
Okay, so you're paying attention. L'parshar v'chara, ne'amar lo tosifu. Before it said the plural, loshin rabbi. Kosafa b'masel yachid hishayachet kosafa And the action refers to the individual. I am doing more than I'm commanded. But this refers to the community as a whole. So now, so now you can definitely say that what the Gra is saying doesn't contradict what you said in your pamphlet. Don't have any fear that you're disagreeing with the Gra. So if you're doing something, you do another mitzvah, you decide this is a mitzvah of Torah, but there's no basis in any other mitzvah, in it stupa alma, that's just a dumb comment. If it's a good thing to do, go ahead and do it, but you don't have to make it a mitzvah. There's no yisur there. But if you are a rabbinic authority and say this actually is what God said to do, even though that you have no mesorah for it, there's nothing in Torah like that. That's not shtut. That's dangerous. And according to the Gra's opinion, and this has its own parsha, has its own mitzvah in the Torah, that's in Bechanan. And I'm going to mention here, and I have to mention here, the machloka between the Sefer Ikarim, Yosef Albo, and the Rambam, Be'ikar HaTish'i, in the Rambam's ninth Animam in Principles of Faith, and you should look at that really well. And the Rav Hutton obviously assumes that we know this already and it can obviously get the connection. Because we've all memorized the Rambam and the Sefer Ikarim, right? Okay. So I'm not that smart. So we're going to actually look at that inside.
Because he mentioned
Yuncham Heteb, you should look at that carefully. So let's see what the Rambam says in the Yesod HaTishii, the ninth principle, which is, as he says here, Yesod HaTishii Habitul, nullification. That we're going to get a new Torah, New Testament, don't believe it. As we say in Yigdal. That the Torah of Moshe is not menusachet, it doesn't have versions. And it will not be exchanged. Hashem is not going to command any new Torah besides the Torah that we have.
Is this directed directly to the New Testament?
I don't know. This is a Rambam, because he wasn't really involved with Christians a whole lot at all. He's mostly looking at Muslims.
Oh.
However, if you look in a modern Gemara or a semi-modern Gemara, say 100 years ago, this text is missing. Because it was censored out.
Oh, so that was right.
Right, so the Christians did end up censoring it out. So in Yigdal and the Animam and the Piyutim based on it, it does have it this way. This text is from other texts from the Muslim times or from manuscripts. But if you look at the printed ones, again, from there, up to about 100 years ago when people started putting stuff back, this text is completely gone. And basically, you just repeat the fifth Yesod. okay. And you can't add to Torah, take and subtract. Not written, not in what we have in Mesorah, Torah. Says the basis of this is our pasuk of don't add and don't subtract. And the way he puts it in the Mishnah Torah is that any mitzvah imposed by human beings is a derabbanan. And you need to know that. That's important to be aware of it, that when you're doing this is a mitzvah, it's a good thing, but it's a derabbanan. Okay, this is verse 15. The Beit Din has the power to create the Gzeirot, new mitzvot, and you add a Hanukkah to create new Aseis as well. Yamat Yisur Darot, and this is permanent, as opposed to a Navi who may have it, something that's just for that generation. And the fact that Torah says don't add to and don't subtract in our parasha. And to say that here's this mitzvah and to say this is a minat Torah mitzvah. That's asur. That is violating our fundamental principle of faith that God will never transit Torah. The Ketza, it's an example of that. And this is a quote there, rather a footnote quoted. Ketuba Torah, lo tevashel gadi b'chalev imo, thou shalt not feed the kid in its mother's milk. And we know through the Torah Shabbat Peh that includes not only cooking but also eating it, and include bein basar behema, bein basar chaya, whether it's a domesticated animal or a wild animal, basar oh, for poultry, mutar b'chalav min haTorah, you can have milk and chicken from the Torah.
Oh,
it's completely permitted. Everyone agrees that.
Was that because Abraham served angels milk in a meat meal?
That's a completely separate question, but what does it mean to say that Abraham kept the Torah? That is a great question, but not for right now.
Okay.
Well, look at the baby.
Oh. Hey, Noah. Maybe a vote Beit Din via tir basar chaya v'chala. So Beit Din comes and says, you know, the Gedi only refers to domestic animal. Wild animals are fine in milk. That is taking away. Beit Din saying, no, that's not a mitzvah in the Torah. And if the Beit Din says, Sanhedrin says, you know, what that pasuk, lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo, means, it means don't add any meat, including poultry with milk. That's part of the mitzvah. They are over on this mitzvah of lo tosif. They are creating a new mitzvah min haTorah. Don't do that. Aval im amar basar v'of mut min haTorah. But you say, okay, it's definitely permitted. Anu nesaroto, but we're going to make this gezera, the nodila amshu gezera, and say this is a gezera. This is Rabbanan, and we think you people can't handle the distinction, so we're going to say don't ever eat chicken and milk. Aim b'ze mosif, oso siyag l'Torah. That's not mosif, that's making a fence around the Torah.
Oso siyag l'Torah, right.
Okay, and that becomes important that, you know,
you need about Shabbos. You know, there's so many things that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, right. So all the whole idea of muksa is a siya. It's not the oraita.
And it's not over on lotosif.
Right, because you are, no one is telling you this is a Torah law.
But it's important also because, like, there's a real nafkamina, like, it comes up a lot in halacha, the fact that it's not mina Torah. So if there's, like, a, you know, two derabanans or, like, there's all kinds of things that.
And we're right, especially much more makel on them.
Yeah.
Because, if they said philosophically, it's because we need to be aware of that. There's will of God and there's will of people. This is people has its own thing, and, you know, we can't ignore that, but it's still but it is not mina Torah. And if as soon as you say that's min haTorah, that God wants us to do this in anything but the abstract sense of God wants us to follow rabbis and all that, but say God wants us not to eat chicken and milk, then you're over on Baal Tosef.
But it's a fine line between that and God wants us. It's min haTorah if the rabbis say it because we're supposed to follow the rabbis.
Okay, I don't think that's a fine line. I think it's a pretty absolute distinction there. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Right, I mean, I think that's two very distinct things.
Oh.
It also leaves the room to undo it. And if, you know, talk about your Beit Din can change a gezerah.
You're going to get to the Megillah, why we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotah.
I'm not going to deal with that. That's a good question about where we get there. That's a good question here. But you still should, you as a doer of the mitzvah should be aware that it's in the Rabbanan as well.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the Rambam.
Time goes on, like now we have many Yat Yisrael, so some people say Hallel on Yom HaTzma'ut.
And what counts as a Drabanan and Doraita, and that's great. You know, for that, the whole, you know, Zachariah, a little bit off topic, but, you know, that the question of whether you fast on Tisha B'Av. Really established. So Zechariah was added. If you look at the seventh paragraph of Zechariah, they asked Zechariah, who's a Navi after they rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash, should they still fast?
He says it will turn into a happy day.
Right, but look at his question. They ask, they come to him and ask him, should we fast on Tisha B'Av? On Somha Chamishi. Right, Somha Revi'i is Shabbat. Somha Chamishi, should we fast on Tisha B'Av? And his answer is, God says, I don't care. Basically, read his answer. His answer is, I want you to do justice, do the mitzvot, don't oppress the poor. And whether or not you fast is a decision that you people made. And you can decide that. And then he says, and if you are in fact do justice and do mitzvot and listen to what I said, then you will end up with these becoming days of joy as well. But that's the halachic question. Hashem says, basically, that's a derabbanan. That was up to you. Okay, but bottom line with all this, what Rav Prudish is quoting is that this idea of Baal Tosef of Wol Tigra Mimenu is a statement, is an ikar. It's a tenet of faith, because if you violate, you're saying God has changed his mind. Here's a new mitzvah you never heard of before. I had nevuah. This is now it. That's what this means. So the Isefer Karim disagrees. This is Yosef Albo, who's 15th century, so about 400 years later, where he discusses all these Ikarim. But that's Rambam Zal, Shalot Tishtare L'Olam. Rambam says that the Torah will never change. And he establishes this Amash Nizkar Torah, because he says, well, the Pasuk says, Lo Tosef Olav, Lo Tchekar Mimen. Our Pasuk. And this requires a lot of thought. I do not understand what he means. Where did he get this principle from those people? This principle, it's very valuable. It's good. And if he said claims to some have some kind of Kabbalah that this is a principle of faith, we'll accept it, fine. But if it's logical, if he's thinking of, if he derived this, which I think the Ikarim are, that Ram doesn't see as a say kind of Mesora source of them, yes, Tshuva. I would respond to this. She'afim tia havanat ha'pesukim k'mo she'katav hu, so that if you understand the pesukim the way he said them, ein misham raya. That this psukim lo tosef alav lo tigra menu are not proof to what he says. Also, shalom to nusach haTorah, that we're not going to have a new version of the Torah lo tishtaneh lo alam. That's not what the pasuk says. Yachatuv lo yizhar ella shanachnu lo nosir. The pasuk says that we can't add lo nigra midatenu al mitzvah. We can't add our stuff. It doesn't say it's not a mitzvah on God. It's a mitzvah on people. Don't make claims about the Torah. But there's nothing in the Torah says that God's not going to do. Okay? So Abba basically agrees that Torah will never be changed in the future. He says it's not an ikar, which is true of a lot of the things that the Rambam says. It's not a principle of faith that if you disagree with it, you're a heretic. You're just wrong. Okay? But the Baal Tosef, well, Tigra is a statement about what Chazal can do, what people can do. You can't make claims about new mitzvah. It's not limiting what Hashem can do.
Uh-huh.
And you're allowed to believe. You shouldn't, because it's wrong. But you're allowed to believe that God's going to come up with new mitzvah, and He gives examples basically before the Torah is given about, you know, Noach is suddenly given permission to eat meat. Now Aram gets a new mitzvah of Brit Milah. But clearly, new mitzvot come up in history. So that is the disagreement that Rav Huttner is mentioning, that you should look at between the Ikarim and the Rambam in the Ikara Tishii. There's a fundamental difference with me and Baal Tosef. Rambam says Baal Tosef is a claim that Hashem is not perfect, that He changed His mind. That's heresy. That's an ikar, and if you believe in that, you have no place in the Jewish people. Abba's saying is that telling Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do is beyond our pay grade. Okay. We're not telling God you're not allowed to do this. We may believe it's true, but that's we're not telling God that. And not about limiting Hashem's power. It is about our responsibility as human beings. It's about hara. Hashem has given us this ownership, as it were, of his will. We get to decide what it means. Hashem's not going to go down and say, here's how to interpret this. Right? We are allowed to tell God what he meant. That's the whole example of lo b'shamayim hi. This is what we're going to hold. But Tosef is about limiting that power. We need to know where that power comes from. And I will quote my favorite Vilna Gaon. This is again the Grat, interpreting the Medrash. Where it says, Chesed ve'emet nifgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Emet me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishka. And so St. Luke's, the hospital I work at, every night, the chaplain gets on and says good night to everybody and quotes this pasuk that mercy and truth met, justice and peace kissed. The Medrash on that says that was a completely wrong interpretation. I want to tell the chaplain at Luke's about this, because it'll cause trouble here. The Medrash on this says it's exactly the opposite. Nifgashu means met in battle. Chesed and Emet fought with each other. And Nashaku is from the sense of Neshak of weapons. Tzedek and Shalom weapons against each other.
That's quite different.
That is very different. So I'm always amused listening to this and want to yell back. They just do that with the announcements. Good night. May you find peace. Mm. Justice and peace kiss. Amar Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon said, "B'shasha b'kadosh baruch livrota ato Adam harishon." When Hashem came and wanted to create man, nasu malchei hashari kitim kitim v'chaburut chaburot. All the heavenly angels formed teams, formed sides. Mehem amrim al yibare, mehem amrim bare. Some saying you should create them. Some said don't create them. Hadaktiv, that's what it means. Chesed be'emet nifgashu tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Was chesed omer yibare. Chesed would say create human beings shehu gomel chasadim. Human being has potential to do acts of kindness. Truth says, don't create him. Shekulo shkarim, because all human beings are all lies. Everything a person says is a lie. Tzedekum Mary Bare, justice says, create true, said sakot, but still do justice. Shalom elomer al yibare, dechule katata, and Shalom says, no, because it's all disagreements, it's always arguments. The Master Kashbohu, Natalta Mepishi Chola Aretz. So Hashem takes truth and throws it down, right? That's Emetz me Eretz Tzmach, Positiv, Teshlech Emetz Aretz, another positive, through truth to the ground. So now it's 2-1. So we're going to create mankind because we can know, right? Truth, the procreation wins. Amrim Malchei Asher, let that Kamash Baruch Hu. So all the rest of the Malchei Asher come to him and say, God, what all you mean? God, Matam Vazet Tachsis Al, I can't pronounce this, Al Tichsia Shalcha, how can you destroy your signet ring, your holy symbol, royal symbol, right? You are Emet. So Hashem says, Tala Emet Min Ha'aretz. No, I'm not. When I said I threw it down to the ground, it wasn't destroyed, but it was allowed a chance to grow from the ground. How do you see what the next pasuk says? Emet Me'aretz Tismach. Truth will grow from the ground.
This is a great midrash.
This is a great midrash, okay? And the great interpretation of the Gra, which on this is Kolo Yahu, Makavana Kahu, and the meaning of this midrash. They met Amar al yibare mipnei shkarim. That truth said you can't be created because human beings are all lies. What do you mean all lies? They never tell the truth. It's certainly my meaning. Mipnei she'emet solel ben alafim mivuchotus veikot. Because the truth is there, echoing, resonating between thousands of points of confusion and uncertainty. You can never say anything that's true. Everything's got an if and a condition on there. If you wanted to make a statement that's true, you have to make a statement that includes the entire universe, the entire history of the universe, and all possible universes all at once.
That's why we have alternate truths, alternate facts.
Right. We do. Well, that's, I mean, I think that's very true. I'm a postmodernist that says that. No statement I can make. So I can pick, I have to have a model of the universe that's much simpler than the real universe. That's always true. You can't handle the truth, to quote Harav HaGaon Jack Nicholson. You can't. You have a simple brain. So Masa Kashbro, and that includes the will of God. We're looking at Torah here. You cannot understand enough to say what God really wants. So what Hashem do? Shlich emet arza. He sent that truth down to the ground. So Hashem Masar emet l'sarei Torah v'chachma l'matal arz. He said, okay, no. You will decide what the halacha is in these cases. Kifi she'eskimu heim ken yakum. The way they decide, that's the way we set. So Nemra emet me'eretz tismach. That's what means truth will sprout from the ground. Mishnat Akash Brokli Israel. And Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Israel. Tziva ba'atzmo. And basically, as it were, commanded himself, is a safik batara, that we have an uncertainty as to what the actual halacha is. Yekum b'sak halacha, shebein ha-chachamim, ha-chokim, davka, kefi she-avinu, sarei Torah, that it will be decided the way that, however we decide Torah, will determine no one else. And it brings the example of the Taro Shalach Achnai about lo b'shamayim, he wrote the bat kol. That's what Tishlech Emet Arza.
So we do have truth. We do have emet. Humans have emet.
Right. We were given it.
We were given it. It wasn't like he cast emet aside. It was he gave it as a gift
right.
to the
that's
humans.
That's what he says. That's what it's not. Dashlich doesn't mean he threw it away, but emet me'eretz titzmach. Now the truth is now on the ground from which it can blossom.
Wow.
It can grow. Because it's coming from here. We're given that truth there. So that's the power of human beings. And so when we're saying that lo tosifa davar is basically a statement of the Spider-Man principle, okay? That you have this power, but it is limited. But with great power comes great responsibility. Be careful with that. You have the Masorah, you have the tools for using it. You can't just make up your own rules. You cannot create the emet. It's got to be from that which was sent down to the ground.
And I never realized that the word for to kiss and to have weapons is the same word. No?
It is.
Lenshok and Lenshok, that's a riot.
There you go.
And also Lefkosh. Lefkosh could be happy, meaning, and it could
be, wow. Yes, and that's exactly right. So I definitely like that midrash there and that interpretation. And that is why I am a postmodernist. That there are many truths out there simply because not that the truth doesn't exist, but because I can't handle it. So I have to pick limited models, which means they may disagree. That's about truth in general and science and everything else. Torah actually was saying, Hashem is basically saying, I'm in fact, Hashem is limiting it to say, here is the way, the path. But it's not the only path, right? One could have a universe in which Torah is read completely differently. And certainly in the sense of Gezerot and all that, we certainly could imagine a universe in which we do have chicken cheeseburgers. But realize Baltosif
is... I was finding interesting when they were talking about, they were using the singular pasuk, not the plural one, of what the Chazal could do.
Yes. Yeah, they're right. They're right. He's not making this distinction that the
he didn't make that which, point, right?
The Rambam is taking all of this from Lo Tosef Lo Tigra, which is our right. Pasuk, not from the first one there.
So he just doesn't make.
The Gra probably is not bothered by that, especially looking at the Mishnah Torah in general. He's not that careful with his psukim,
right?
In general, there. So I don't doesn't make a big deal. The Gra is pointing out that there are two different mitzvot involved here that are very different. And that's why it's in two different places.
There's a lot to unpack here. I think we need an Excel sheet, you know.
Okay, well, we can print this out and make
the
that
sacred
up.
The sacred Avraham has a lot of things that are different that are in earlier parts of the Torah.
Well, both of these are sacred Avraham. And this is
no, but I'm saying Sefer Devarim, even forget these. I'm just saying, if you look at all the quotes Moshe says in Sefer Devarim about certain mitzvot that Devarim have been discussed, He also changes things.
Right. There are a lot of different, there are different details in there. That's obviously its own discussion as well of the difference in Devarim and the rest of the Torah. That's certainly important. Okay, it is 11 o'clock. I am going to.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hire, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. Where'd the baby go, Jeff?